This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, bitch.
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Believe that. Good morning, everybody. Get your heads right on a Monday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. I apparently blew out my voice screaming for Tommy Pham's home run, which I saw in person on Saturday night and have not been the same since. I guess the old pipes aren't what they used to be. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a good start to your week. Sweeping the St. Louis Cardinals certainly helped me this morning. I was fired up to get out of bed and come in here. I was also just fired up to get back to work. I'll explain why in a minute. I am Woodsy. My co-host, Ben Higgins, will be along shortly. And our executive producer, Paul Reindl, P.T. Reindl. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
Doing great.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really, really good weekend.
Yeah, it was a nice weekend, man.
Spent some time a lot of time at the ballpark.
Yes, you did. Friday, Saturday.
Maybe the longest game I've ever been to on
Friday. Yep.
Saturday, went to the old tailgate lot, saw some friends that I just haven't seen since well before the pandemic.
Yeah, got to do some hugs and stuff. It was nice. Very nice.
People I've talked to, you know, text, Twitter, whatever, and then you actually, like, grab them in for a hug. And
yeah.
I haven't seen you in over a year.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, because you keep up with everybody on social media and text and stuff, but then you get to see somebody, and, man, it's a good feeling. And, you know, we're getting back to that thing. Like, I saw Bernie Wilson. I've talked to Bernie, certainly.
Yeah.
But I haven't gotten to see Bernie get the big bear paws on him in a long time. So Katie Wu, yep. Again, kept up with Katie Wu. She's been on the show a few times. But, you know, to be able to hug somebody is a good feeling, man. I was very happy about it.
We ran into Corey, our friend Corey, and
yep.
his wife Molly.
Yep.
And I go over and I hug Molly. I held her probably longer than I should have. And I
That's
just go,
very creepy.
Yeah, I know.
That's very
go,
creepy.
But I told her, I go, the last time I saw you guys was my wedding. They drove by
yeah.
at my wedding.
At your wedding. It was a year ago.
Almost a year ago, you know, in a week and a half.
It's pretty surreal, man. it was a great Saturday night. I've realized something, and I think I fudged up a little bit. Paulie and I went in and got season tickets. Now, we got tickets for Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Okay, so the reasoning was, okay, Wednesdays, usually a day game, right? Maybe a getaway day. Maybe Paul and I'll go to a game together. That has not happened yet one time. And won't happen again this Wednesday. I sent my tickets to Paulie. I can't make it Wednesday.
Oh, you sent me Wednesday.
I sent you Wednesday. So you got them. They're yours.
Hey, thanks.
You're welcome. So then Paulie and his wife Megan usually go on Friday. I'm tired on Friday. I have two kids. I'm exhausted. When Friday gets around, I love watching the games, but I like watching them from the comfort of my own home. Been to a couple Friday night games. I've realized something. I'm not cut out for the Friday night lifestyle anymore. The games at Petco on Friday nights are bat-ass crazy.
They're
bananas.
I know we don't like the term. I don't really know another term.
They're
right
lit.
Now. It's lit.
They're lit,
Friday
dude.
Nights. Doesn't
it's
matter
lit.
Who they're playing. Doesn't matter where you're sitting.
I went to one, and it was that 17-hour Dodger game that I was on TV.
All right. Well, and then I went to a 4.5-hour regular nine-inning game this Friday.
Right.
Like, what is it with Friday now?
Bro, so then I got tickets through work here for Saturday and took the wife. Saturday, and we had a little date night and went to the game. Much more relaxed, much more calm, much more soothing, a much better vibe for me personally. The Saturday night game is my day. And then Sundays are nice. I take my son, Bo, going to take him more than likely this coming Sunday. So I fudged up. Friday nights are not, they never really were for me, but I'm going to have to figure out a way to get Saturday night tickets next year because that's really my vibe.
The problem Saturday night. We did, I mean, I guess we'll just have to get a full season.
Get a full season. We'll just get a full season.
There was two options for the half season.
Right.
Wednesday, Friday, Sunday games. Or I want to say it was like Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Yep.
Monday, Tuesday, Saturday, something
right.
like that. And we're like,
well, I'm not doing that.
Keep the weeknight games out of our rotation because
yes.
those just aren't going to work.
It's not going to work for us. The fewer the weeknight games we have, the better for us personally. Now, probably just going to get the full season next year. I've had so much fun being a season ticket holder. I really have. It's been so much fun. And I feel like, you know what's really made me the happiest? It's great going to the games. I like being able to give our tickets away to our listeners when we can't use them. I really get a lot of enjoyment for that. Yeah. And we've helped make some people's day, and that makes me very happy. I'm not doing it for a pat on the back. I do it because it makes me happy to share, you know, the game with people. I love the game. I want, a guy says, man, I've been trying to take my kid. I just can't afford it. Done. Here, take those. Go. Like, let's make those memories. I'm so appreciative that I have that. My kid runs in last night, my three-year-old, and my wife is wearing her night-night shirt, which is her Jake the Rake shirt. And Bo goes, I want that Jake Cronenworth shirt, Mama. I want a Manny shirt, Dada. And I'm like, dude, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. That's what I want, man. Get you, your kids out to the game. It's just the best. It's just the best. So, yeah, my voice is cash because I was jumping up and down on that Tommy fam bomb like nobody's business. My wife goes, good God, you are hyper tonight. I go, I feel like heckling tonight. She goes, oh, no. I'm screaming B.O.G. at Brian O'Grady on Saturday night. Oh, it was a blast, man.
I was just screaming from the second level. Top of the morning to you! Do it for Dublin!
Love it. I love it. My voice is cashed. I mean, I got nothing left. I got nothing left. But I feel like myself today because there for a while, your old pal Woods was sleeping in a little longer, getting into work a little later. I don't know what happened this morning. I do know what happened. I woke up at about 3 instead of my normal, you know, 3. Actually, I woke up about 2:30 and spent a little time on Twitter, and that got me fired up. So I jumped out of bed. I got here at like 3:45. Now, you're also talking to a guy that was like almost basically solo with both of his children all weekend. I was ready to get back to work. I love my kids more than anything in the world. That being said, you know, you work all week, you're with your kids every night, and then you have them all week. And my wife was slammed this weekend, slammed, like 11, 12 showings a day on a new house. So it was just me and the boys, basically all weekend. I love them, but I was ready to get a little bit of a breather from them and get back to work. So certainly doesn't hurt that, you know, got to watch Yadier Molina for 3 nights. I mean, holy smokes, good God. That's what plays every time a national broadcast gets the chance to talk about Yadier Molina.
This is a live look into the ESPN production meetings
100%.
For Sunday Night Baseball.
Yeah.
I can't wait for this next Sunday.
100%.
Do you know the Cubs and the Cardinals are going to play?
What
was the last time they played on Sunday Night Baseball?
Well, keep that rolling, by the way. I'm never going to be mad at that song. Oh, Yadi. Oh, you see the way he catches the ball? Man. Oh, that ground into a double play was... That was Hall of Fame worthy. Oh, my God.
They run aggressively. They've got 16 first pitch stolen
Listen
bases this year.
Listen to Matty V.
They really have not shown that kind of instinct with Molina back there, but there goes Marcano. And Molina's throw down to second base from his knees. Is it time to get it?
Oh.
That's how you win 9 gold gloves.
and four platinum.
Cardinals win game 7 of the World Series. No.
Nope, they got swept. No. You would have never known it. Now, I was tweeting with somebody this morning, and I said, I'll tell you one thing, man, and I hope Ben feels the same way. Because Ben, you know, Ben grew up here and is not used to seeing his team on the national broadcast, right? And we all feel the same way. I'm fine if the Padres are never on another national broadcast again. I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. I wonder if the narrative would have changed had, you know, Tech been in the lineup and, you know, Hosmer and Will and all those guys were actually in the lineup. But I don't think it would have, though, because we watched the playoffs and Rick Sutcliffe was just every day. I mean, every single day, this guy can do no wrong. And he's a good player, guys. Like, I understand.
Yeah, he's a great
player. He's a great player. But, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was now, actually, Ben was even tweeting, okay, this is getting ridiculous. He was texting. This is getting ridiculous.
Yeah. Now, look, you just said it. Maybe if, you know, Tatis, Admires,
I doubt it.
Hosmer,
I doubt it.
But doesn't that make it an interesting story that they're not in the lineup?
Yeah.
And the team's gone 5-1.
And they're still winning.
To sweep the Cardinals?
Yeah, dude, I mean, you would have just never known that there was another guy on the field last night other than Yadier Molina. Look, we are the flagship morning show. I understand that. And I understand that we have some inherent bias. I understand that as well. We love the Padres, man. We love them. We talk about them all the time. We would talk about them if we were on any other station. If another station hired us to do mornings, our show would be Padres-centric. We always have been. We always will be. Forever. It's never going to change. They could hire a new boss to come in here, a new program director, and says, hey, you guys just don't talk enough NFL. And it will be like, hey, worry about other shows. Don't worry about our show. We're going to talk Padres baseball. That's who we are. It's what we are, right? It's what defines us. And that's what we love doing more than anything. So I understand that. But oh my God, man. So I was at the game Saturday, so I missed most of the slurping on Saturday. But we left early. We had a sitter. We had to go home and relieve the sitter. And I made it home for what? The 7th through the 9th. And it was just, I mean, it was constant. And then you knew it was coming on Sunday Night Baseball. You knew it was coming. And you listen to it and you're like, Jesus, Lord Almighty, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. I mean, it was unbelievable. You'd never know that the Padres had absolutely waxed St. Louis, the night
just
before.
Like a ball on the green, what that ball's doing, he knows that ball's going to go foul. Great feel presence, just great feel overall. And guys, Yadi Molina, as the ball's rolling toward Arenado, was pointing dramatically. It's going to go foul, it's going to go foul.
Look at him
and after
point.
That play was over,
oh
Arenado
God.
Pointed at Yadi.
Oh, my God.
As if say, thanks.
Thanks,
nice
man. Oh, my God.
Look at Yadi Molina doing what every catcher has done since middle school.
Pointing out foul balls. Holy crap.
That was Matt Vespers, actually.
That was Buster. That was Buster only. Oh, that was Matt. Yeah, that was the... Yeah. My God. Hey, guys, and don't forget. Don't forget Yadier Molina. Not Roman tweets in. The Yadi slurping almost felt like they were doing a bit. I swear to God it was like, hey, man, I feel like there's... The production people were like, all right, listen, let's have a little meeting here. All right, so Tatis is out. Hosmer's out. Myers out. Matt Vasgersian, by the way, called him Ryan O'Grady every single at-bat. So we don't know any of these guys. You got Ryan O'Grady. You got Tuca Pucamacano. You got Patrick Kivlahan. So here's the deal, guys. When in a pinch, when in doubt, just talk about Yadi. And they're like, done. Easy. It's really, really easy.
I saw somebody.
We lived through this crap in the playoffs, man, with Rick Sutcliffe. Oh, my God, Rick Sutcliffe. All they needed was him on the broadcast. And
it would have been complete.
Well, and so, dude, I mean, people were like, bro, just listen to your own radio station. I go, I can't. I have to hear it. I have to hear this. I can't. I'm not wired to ignore it. I have to listen, and I have to listen and say, Oh my God, they're doing it again. They're doing it again. And I can't turn away. Yes, it's smart of me to avoid Twitter during a game. Yes, it's smart of me to listen to the radio broadcast instead of the national broadcast. That's smart. I've never been accused of being smart. I want it. I need it. I got to hear it because I can't believe what I'm hearing half the time.
I can't remember who tweeted it. I wish I could give them credit, but somebody tweeted yesterday, "Hey, guys, what game is the what channel is the Padres game on? Is it on ESPN2? Because I'm on ESPN and it's a 30 for 30 on your
A 30 for 30 bit absolutely murdered me yesterday. Murdered me. They're like, man, it was basically like doing a 30 for 30 on Yadier Molina. Matt Strom tweeted in last night, 10 hours ago. All he said was, mute. Yeah, I mean, bro, it's crazy. It was just crazy. Yeah, you had A-Rod calling Kobe Big Mamba, right? Was that he was talking about Kobe when he was talking about Big Mamba?
Yeah.
And then he called Tony Gwynn Jr. Black Jesus. It was a weird, weird broadcast. I don't know. I mean, thanks for the material, I guess. Thanks for the material. Because, yeah. I mean, I wanted to talk about a phenomenon that's been occurring on Ben and Woods a lot on our Friday, Friar Friday interviews. And this was really the time we were going to do it. I guess we can wait for him to get in. But Ben,
we can get to it after the break.
Ben had another absolute wrecking ball. And the thing is, we can't break it down. It's the last interview of the week, so we do the interview, then
he's
play.
Doing this on purpose?
I don't know. We do the interview, we do the flubs, and then we are done for the weekend, right?
Yeah.
And then I think in his mind, he's like, well, they'll forget. No, we don't forget. We never forget. I told Paul immediately.
I highlighted it, I put it in bold, and I put stars around it on the rundown. Like.
So Ben has done a bit. Every time we talk to a Padres guest lately, where he just wrecking balls the S out of them at the end of the interview. And it was Friday was no exception. It was
There's
AJ.
A chance, maybe a good chance, that he potentially makes his next start.
You know, Jason, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh
Woods and I were talking. I thought he was done.
Oh
I know. I came in like a
wrecking ball. It's just been very, it's the end of the week. He runs out of steam, I think. And it just gets a little loose, a little loosey-goosey. So. It's now, I think, the third week in a row. So we'll have that audio for you next. I'm sure he's delighted, as he's probably making his way up right now.
Dang
Ben,
it.
We're sorry. I mean, you know, if you don't do it, then we won't have anything to talk about, right? So
blame it on the Henry.
Blame it on the Henry, my friends. Well, we love you guys very much. Thanks to all that said hello over the weekend. Always love seeing you guys at Petco Park. Makes us very happy when you say hi. Yeah, just a great, great weekend, man. Can't wait to talk about all these games. Check in with Benjamin, see how he's doing, all that coming up next. We'll take your calls, too, if you like, 833-288-0973. We'll be right back. Here's traffic.